She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George, or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and on also our internet. Okay? Anyway. This afternoon, I'd like to talk about ethanol fuel on the mainland. On the mainland, you have E30, E20, E50, and E85. Not in Hawaii. Now, for you people listening on the internet, on the mainland, I highly recommend filling your car with E30. E30 means it's 30% ethanol, 70% gas. Number one, the fuel is cheaper. Number two, it gives you way better gas mileage on E30. Okay? And any vehicle can run it from the 1930 all the way on up. Now, on some of the European cars, not every one of them, you could have about 30 BMW X3s, and half of them would not want to accept the E30. They'll accept the E20. So this is what I recommend, is you try it. You'll never know until you try it. But you might be really surprised at the gas mileage you get. Ethanol is an excellent gas mileage fuel. And I'm just falling out of the coconut tree that the human race don't see the benefits of ethanol. Ethanol's exhaust does not eat oxygen. The gasoline exhaust eats oxygen. So it's a no-brainer. And ethanol, if it's spilt in the ocean, on the ground, wherever, it does not kill anything. It's a disinfectant. They use ethanol in surgery, ladies' expensive face creams, the disinfectant hand lotions when you go to restaurants. It's endless. Okay? And that's how good ethanol is. Now, bike paths throughout the city, especially in Chinatown. Now, you know, I don't want to say tough, bad about the guy, but, you know, folks, I got to see something that he does or did truly from the heart that was for the people with no ulterior motive. Now, everything going down is going down because it's time for the rail, and the rail is having a hard time. Okay? He's looking at ways to build traffic instead of cut traffic. Traffic is our problem. And that's why he's bringing in a rail to eliminate traffic. But the studies have been done several times in the past that rail will not cut traffic. And the obvious thing, and you just think about it, okay? If you're at home, and you look down and you see the freeway is open, would you catch the rail? Or would you take your car and drive? You would drive. So this French consultant, way back, he did the study of Hawaii. not just rail, of Hawaii and the feasibility of rail in Hawaii. This was done in the 70s. Okay? He came back with a study and said rail would not work in Hawaii because in Hawaii, people don't go from A to B. They don't go from point A to point B and back. People in Hawaii always detour and go all over. Think about it. They go and drop off their children at school. They, after work, they go and pick up their children, or they go shopping, or they go, you know, to the bar, wherever. They don't just go A to B. So that's why he made the statement, rail will not work. Also, the other reason he made, and that's true, is the soil, the ground on the islands is not as solid as on other places like the mainland and the rest of the place in the world. Hawaii's ground, the soil, is not solid like the rest of the world. There's lava tubes, there's coral, everything that gives. Okay? Now, I'm not no scientist or anything like that. But Waikiki, the sand is disappearing. Okay? Now think about it. How can the sand disappear? How do they know if the land is not sinking? That portion is not going down. So the water's coming up. How else can the water come up? We have too much rain, so that's why the ocean is rising? No. They have to figure that out. Okay? And there are several things that came out in the news in the past, but just small segments about high-rise condos tilting. It's easy to find out if those high-rises are tilting. All you need is a little stone, tie it to a string, hold it up, and compare it to the building and see if it's tilting. Okay? Very simple. But, yes, so much been going on, and money is being spent in the wrong places. It's sad. It's really sad. Like, the Aloha Towers, you know, they use it for dormitory for the college. That property is way too valuable to use for a dormitory. You need to use it for something that's going to make money. So they, you know, something like small businesses. That's just my view. Okay? Seat belts is illegal because, you know, the government never looks out for you, for your safety. Seat belt or something else. Go check it out. Constitutional right. They cannot make a law that does not endanger other people but yourself. Okay? Safety check? No. That's out. I think there's about 40 states that don't have safety check. The rest of them have no safety check, but they have different regulations, and that's what Hawaii needs to follow. They need to follow the other states as far as regulation. Okay? The safety check? No, because, you know, what you saw on TV on how they were doing the safety check, you know, those were safety check stations they were checking. Think, folks, think. Okay? If you were doing safety check and a TV station came to do a segment on you, would you do it the normal way? Lights, horn, signal light, thank you, and give them the safety check? No, no. Because then the safety check administration would come on you like a ton of bricks. So you're going to make the shibai of going through the motions of looking at the brakes and all that stuff. Okay? They don't do that. Some do because they're on the hustle. They want to hustle you to get more business. And there was a dealer that told this lady that she needed to change front and rear struts or she won't get a safety check. $6,000. The husband flipped out. And she brought it to me. I checked it out. It did not need struts. So you see, that's why I want to get rid of safety check. If safety check was done right, the right way, and if it was enforced, yes. But it's not enforced, it's not being done the right way, and it's just ripping the people off, especially women and seniors. Okay? Because they feel that women don't know. Well, we need to get rid of it. The cost of the administrative cost for safety check is astronomical. And the money you pay for safety check does not go to the state. It goes to the mechanic doing the safety check. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, I'm going to explain again, because I've been getting some calls about what is 409, that music that's played beginning of my show. That's been on ever since I started doing radio 20-some-odd years ago. '409 is a Chevy Impala Bel Air, and that was the size of the motor before the 409. The design of the engine I didn't really care for, and that's why it only lasted up to 1964. It started in 1958, ended in 64. So the 409 is, it came out in 1961. They made the 348 bigger, same design engine, and call it a 409. Okay? And it was very popular, folks. The Beach Boys made a song for it. And the drag strip was nothing but 409s. Loaded with 409s. Okay? So that's why it's on my show. Okay? Just to answer the question for those wondering. Anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. And
you said the Bel Air Impala. Is that two different cars?
Yes. The Bel Air was the cheaper of the two. The Impala was the fancy one. And a lot of people like the Bel Air because the Bel Air had the bubble top. The roof was kind of like a fastback. Whereas the Impala had a square back, the roof. So, you know, they favored the bubble top. And beside that, the Bel Air was lighter than the Impala. But as far as popularity, the Impala was it. You can't beat it. Too bad it's gone. Just imagine, folks, if one of the manufacturers Chrysler, Ford, or General Motors, went and redid the old car. One of them. I can see there's a line around the world waiting for that car. Okay, like the 1960 Impala. Oh yeah, that was a very popular car. Very popular. Or the 1957 Bel Air. That also was a very popular car. Or the 65 Mustang. The fastback. Oh yeah. Very popular. Or the Dodge Dart. That was also a very popular car. Very popular.
Time for a break.
Yep, it's time for a break.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. She's real fine, my
409. EnviroClean. It's all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease stains on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis, 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis, 808-223-9367. Remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, I'm all worked up and jumping around.
Why?
Because everything is driving me crazy. All this Trump stuff, everybody's freaking out, and I'm telling my friends, I can only come to one conclusion. You know, that you the federal government to tell you what to do. You won't take them to school. You won't feed them. You know, all this stuff. Oh, if we don't get money for this, and I'm going, that's the problem. The local politicians have convinced you that they can do nothing for you unless the federal government pays for it. Mm-hmm. Agree, George?
Yep.
Isn't that what they always say? Oh, we would fix the roads, but we didn't get a grant. Oh, we'll build the rail, but if the Fed doesn't pay for it. Oh, we would fix the schools, but we don't have the money. Mm-hmm. Folks, it's a loop. It's a continual loop that's driving me crazy. And you people got to just start thinking for yourself and let it go. Unless you're directly employed by the White House, chances are 4 years from now, you're still going to be doing the same thing. So, okay. Anyway, I know that wasn't a car topic, but I just had to get that off my chest because you know how sometimes things bug you. You just go, I gotta tell everybody. So on that note, as always, and folks, they're still trying to raise your taxes. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
So as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Well, Bob's right, you know. My thing is, no matter who got in, they got in, you got to work with them. And you fight them, it makes even longer. They got to, you know, we just got to work together. You know, it's there. What are you going to do? Move to another country? Anyway.
Did you hear about how he's going to boycott the states that are not for him or something?
Well, it's common sense, Wanda. You know, if somebody is bad-mouthing you and throwing stones at you, would you help them? Would you help them, Wanda?
Probably not.
What do you mean, probably not? You got to be a maniac to help them. Somebody who don't like you and throw stones at you and everything? No. See you later.
But I guess he's in a different position that he kind of has to.
You know, like our own politicians. Would they help if people threw stones at them? No. They wouldn't. But anyway, so much for that. Okay, so anyway, the seatbelt law, they make it always like, if you don't wear a seatbelt, you're not going to be safe. If you look at the safety studies that they did, it's a 50-50 deal, okay, with and without. My attorney, one day, way back, had no seatbelt on, and he was going through an intersection, and he saw a car coming through, running the red light, so he jumped over to the passenger side, and his car got hit broadside, and the driver's seat was squashed. So if he had a seatbelt on, he's dead. So much for seatbelt. If you're going to do a seatbelt right, then do it right. But you have to have a roll bar, a roll cage, strong enough so something cannot come in and squash you. Okay? Race cars have safety harnesses, but they have what is called a roll cage. The pipes going all over to protect the driver. That makes sense. Okay? So, same with the safety helmet for motorcycle riders. Yeah, they have a safety helmet law, but what about the clothes? You know, you should make it up to the person riding the motorcycle or up to the person driving that car if they want to have the seatbelt on or whatever. Okay? It's like the airbag. If the airbag was safe, it wouldn't kill children. And if the airbag was a good thing, every race car in the world would be required to have airbag. What's more dangerous, driving on a street or driving on a racetrack? Oh, I better take that back. I think driving on a street is worse. Yes, because we don't have the right safety rules. You know, and the city wants to go in and put in the red light cameras again? No. Why you have to spend all that money for the red light cameras that didn't work the first time? Why is it going to work the second time? No. Spending too much money, you know, without thinking. All you need is a policeman. Try it. Folks, tell the HPD, put a blue and white or motorcycle policeman at the intersection and watch how many people do the red light running. No. It's common sense. If you see a policeman on the highway, you're not going to go 80 miles an hour. You slow down.
But I guess the camera can be 24/7, unlike a policeman, maybe.
Well, I don't want to get hard on the police department, but I see them always having their coffee and donuts around. They gotta be there. I mean, they're driving around and around and around in Chinatown. You know, it's night and day. They're driving around in Chinatown because the Chinese community has a lot of power with politics, and they say, "I want the policemen to patrol." So they do. And where's the shooting going on? Outside of Chinatown. And, you know, I'd like to hear what people have to say about that guy that, not have to say, but the guy that shot that younger guy because of road rage. Road rage is coming on even more. Look around, folks. You know, and it's crazy. But anyway, the Shell Premium is a good gas to use, and we recommend it. Dean was supposed to call in today, but he didn't call in. He does the testing, and he's a really good man. Goes out and tests all the gas. So you, the people, would know which one to use. But still, there's a lot of people that don't care, don't think, and use the lower octane. The lower octane damages transmissions because the automatic transmission is controlled by the computer in your car. And when the computer senses engine knocking from low octane, it slips the transmission. When it slips the transmission, you don't hear the knocking. But the transmissions is expensive, folks. And those of you that experience, you know, replacing it or having it overhauled, you know. Well, it gets higher with the newer cars. It can run up to $6,000 or $7,000 or even more for a transmission. Because the newer ones cannot be rebuilt. You have to replace it. Okay? So
why can't the newer ones be rebuilt?
It's the casing that goes out. Casing and the internals of it goes out. And the manufacturers make it like that because they know the characteristics of the people to abuse the car. Okay? So the dealers have octane testers. So if you take your car in and you want warranty because something broke, they'll test your fuel from your tank, and if it's not what is posted on your owner's manual, you void your warranty. Read your manual. Don't read it when the car is broken. Okay? Today's newer cars all specify, do not run fuel below 92 or 91. That doesn't mean you cannot run higher. Like some of the older ones, they said do not run fuel below 87. It doesn't say you cannot run higher. It's better to run higher, better gas mileage. Okay? This whole thing about octane, it's all about money. Because think, if you were the oil company, would you like all of us to have 40 miles a gallon? Oh, no. Oh, no. You won't be making money. Okay? So, anyway, who do we have?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Oh, you finally heard it.
Yeah, you're right about the Shell gas. Good news. I last tested, it was 91 on the premium.
Good. Very
now,
good.
I know some people were probably curious to know, with all the changeover from Chevron to Texaco, I'm sad to report that I've gone now to the stations that have rebranded their new stations with a Texaco nameplate. The premium is 84.
Wow.
The premium is 84, so it's like everything has stayed pat. It seems like the only thing they ever did was just change the insignia on the station. Otherwise, it's business as usual.
Yep. Yep. You know, I don't know why Texaco came in and took over Chevron.
Mm-hmm.
Because way back, Texaco left the state of Hawaii because they weren't making good business. They were the slowest brand on the street.
Ooh, okay.
And now they're going to come in because they think the thinking of people have changed.
No.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. If it's Chevron's formula, I'm not going to buy from them.
Yep.
I'm not going to be buying gas from them. So, yeah, that's for those, you know, inquiring minds that wanted to know, there's no change with the gas quality from Chevron in Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. I think it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who do we have?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. Long time.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm still alive.
Oh, okay. That's my line, then.
I have fun, you know, and whatever I can, but... Anyway, I went and rent one pressure washer. I had to clean one roof yesterday. They always tell you put unleaded gas. Why do you say that?
They're all unleaded gas.
They're all unleaded?
Yes.
Yeah, I figured they took the lid of all gas, you know.
Yep.
But anyway, I put the Shell Premium in anyway, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed, well, I'm going to use his gas. It seemed like the machine never lasts as long.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the Shell one in, oh, the thing was stronger and...
Better, yeah.
Seemed to last longer, you know.
Yep, it does. So,
I don't like argue with the guy, you know.
Yeah. It's a better gas, and people don't really understand that there's only so much you can lower the octane before it damages the engine. You know?
So to lower the octane would damage even like a pressure washer?
Anything. Yeah. Anything. It's not, you know, it wasn't meant to be. I mean, there is a limit for everything. You cannot just go down on everything. Like,
I'll just keep doing, you know, what you say, man.
Yeah, like my friend Steve was saying, oh, can lower the compression ratio, and then it'll be able to handle the lower octane. No, because to ignite gasoline, you need to compress it and then ignite it. And the more you compress it, the better it ignites. But if the octane is too low, it explodes, but too fast. The higher octane has a slower burn, so it doesn't bang on the piston. See? So, and if you're too low on octane, then or on compression ratio, then you'll be cranking away and the engine won't start. So...
Did Dean ever check the octane at the Shell, Kailua?
No.
Okay. That's still good. I still use them.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Okay.
It's all good to share. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Aloha.
Okay, the octane for gasoline is blended when the delivery tanker truck comes to pick up gas to deliver to the station. At that time is when they blend it. Excuse me. So anyway, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? But again, for those people living on the mainland that live internet, I recommend using the E20 or E30. That means it's 20% ethanol or 30% ethanol and the rest gasoline. Number one is cheaper, and number two, it will run with better mileage. Okay? So, anyway. Anyway. That's what you need to do. Now, I know a lot of people are in a rush for what? I don't know. But please, folks, pass the word around for people to watch out for children. Children are running all over the place, especially in parking lots, sidewalks. In fact, the other day, I saw... And that just blew my mind. A little boy, maybe 2 years old, going down the sidewalk, 50 yards away from his mom. 50 yards away from his mom. I saw him go by and I thought, where's the mom? A little while later, there's the mom. So please be careful. The parents are not careful. So you, the drivers, please be careful. Because just imagine if you ran over a little boy or a little girl. It's traumatizing. You know, so anyway, use the Shell Premium and you're going to get way better gas mileage. Way, way better. Okay?
So you know how you're saying that the gas is blended while they're making the delivery?
When they're filling the truck.
Okay.
They go to the terminal.
Yeah.
The big hose come down onto the truck. And before the gas comes in, the terminal guy programs it on what should be in the gas.
So the program guy can alter.
Right.
So if he doesn't like you.
Right. It's politics. Politics again, yes. So, every island is different. And I cannot mention what on each island because I did that once a long, long time ago on Kauai. The 92 Shell was a true 92. And when I announced it, a month later, the guy was gone. They were back down to 83. So anyway, it's you the people that are the strongest and have the power to change it. Not your politicians, but you. Just like the safety check. You the people can change it. And the car registration fee, you the people can change it. Okay? So, let's do it. Anyway, give me a call at 524-1080. Okay? As far as antifreeze for your car, regardless if it's a BMW, Mercedes, Jaguar, whatever, the antifreeze I recommend using is the Toyota, genuine Toyota antifreeze. It's the best. Why? I don't know. But that one there can get so old and turn black in color. And yet, it does not corrode or eat anything in your cooling system. It's the best. The Toyota, genuine antifreeze. Okay, it's 70% water, 30% antifreeze. Okay, so anyway. So.
Ready for Celine Steve?
Oh, his ear was itching.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, anyway, don't forget that this upcoming week, March 24, 25, and 26, we have the First Hawaiian International Auto Show at the Center. And make sure if you're planning to attend, that's Friday from 12 o'clock noon to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. On all of those days, we will be, Aloha Mustang and Shelby Club will be having a display on hand at the auto show, and we'll be, this year, we'll be on the main exhibition floor downstairs with all of the dealers.
So wow, you got promoted.
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? We have a good selection of cars that from our club members. Too bad you're not going to be able to bring your car down, but you know, there's still room for you. You still got time to make it.
Okay, <You know? laughs> we'll see if we have enough ethanol. The other question I had.
Yeah,
and I know the listeners are thinking of it.
Okay.
Will they be able to test drive any car?
Yeah, they have some cars to test drive.
Really?
Yeah, outside. I think there was a Tesla and a couple of other cars that were going to be out there, I think, this year. They usually have about two to three manufacturers that will be able that will be doing test drives.
Oh, what about the Mustang Club?
No test drive.
Oh, shucks.
No test drives, not in our cars. Sorry.
Wow, that's good. You guys got promoted to the bottom floor.
Yeah, so upstairs will be the Hawaii Corvette Club of Hawaii. That'll be Dennis and his group up there. The SCCA guys, and I think it's the Super guys going to be up there again on the third floor.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so, but all the new cars downstairs, and we'll be down there. Of course, we'll have the VW Club will be there, Antique Auto Club will be there. So it should be a good display this year.
You mean the VWs come in higher rating than the Corvette Club?
Yep, every year they're on the bottom floor. They rate.
Politics, I see.
I think so, too. But that's okay. We're glad to be downstairs.
Very good. What about refreshments and food?
No, you cannot bring in any refreshments or food into the main floor. Upstairs you can, but not downstairs. Downstairs is strictly prohibited. I think the only thing you can bring in is water. A bottle of water, and that's about it.
No, I was talking about the Mustang Club. Are you guys going to be serving free drinks and food?
No. Not upstairs. We cannot serve anything.
Oh.
This is downstairs. We cannot
do that. Shucks.
No, but I don't think we can bring in any food to the event. So, next, after the First of My Auto Show, we're going to have the Mustang Madness coming up. That'll be at, this year it'll be again at Windward Ford. And then we also have the Hawaii Food Bank Drive, which is on April 15th. Mm. All of our people out there. We'll be going from Bellows Air Force Base to Hawaii Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to come out, see some cars, stop on off at Hawaii Kai, drop off some food, and just wait for us. We'll usually be there about, we leave about maybe 10, and we get there about 10:15, 10:30 at the least.
Okay.
So, all righty.
Thanks a
Take
lot.
Take care. See you later. Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Break time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net. Spelled NVIROCLEAN.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-44. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. for those of you that have family and friends on the other islands, you know, tell them they can tune in on the internet. And if they don't have internet, then I don't know. But we do broadcast live on the internet on my website, www.georgenita.com. Okay? And that's how we have people in Canada and the USA and all over listening in. Okay? And I don't know, funny, they don't call me. Maybe because we don't have a 1-800 number. But they email me and laugh away about what is safety check. They never heard of it. So, anyway. In Oregon, the police department sees a car with a broken taillight. They get a tag. By broken taillight, I mean it doesn't work. Okay? Or he stops at the traffic. Motorcycle policeman sees that this car's tire is smiling. And smiling means no threat. He gets pulled over and tagged. So the police department checks all the cars if they're safe. Or if they're going down the freeway and they see a car where the tire is shaking, he gets pulled over and gets cited for that. So it's not the safety check that's doing it. There's no safety check. It's the police department. And because the police department is doing it, the people take their car in for servicing. They make sure that the mechanic checks everything because it's part of the service. So there's no extra charge for a safety check. Okay? Anyway, that's what's done in Oregon. So,
do you know if... you know, like, say if a policeman's chasing someone on the mainland, are they flashing their lights? Is it like, do they have to flash their lights for you to get out of their way?
Yes.
What if they're not flashing their lights and they tag you because they say you didn't get out of the way?
Then it's no tag.
They tag you. You fight it because you feel like, I didn't know he was chasing someone. He could have gone on the left lane or the right lane. There was a lane open for him to move forward if he claims I'm in the way. But yeah. Then, you know, they give you a lesser charge, so you still end up paying something.
That's not supposed to be. So if you had a program like, they have several programs out there like Legal Shield. You see that on TV. You call them and Legal Shield will defend you for free. Because that's illegal. They're supposed to be flashing the lights and the siren. Okay, did they have the siren on?
No.
Okay, then it's illegal. Okay? Excuse me. The PSA that I play, I went to a party, Mom. It was a true story. Parts of it was changed to protect the innocent. But it was a true story about that young girl and about the guy that rammed into her broadside, killing her. He was drunk. And taking a life like that is wrong. Listen to it good. Listen to that. I went to a party, Mom. The first time I played it, the radio station we were at could reach the Big Island. After the show, a couple called from Kona and were crying because they said they lost their son to a similar incident. So please, folks, pass the word on. Please don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. Okay? Okay. So, if you have a question, give us a call at 524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So anyway, I might have my car at the new car show if I can dig up some ethanol. So Celine Steve is supposed to be working the deal out for me to get some ethanol. Because that car runs 100% pure ethanol, no gasoline. Okay, you should slow down in the rain. And most of all, folks, check your tire pressure. A lot of people are running around with wrong tire pressure. 30, 32 pounds, 35 pounds is the wrong pressure.
What's wrong with doing that?
When you run it at that low pressure, the way the tires are designed today, it concaves. The thread does not push out flat on the road. If you look, if it went onto a glass and you look from the bottom, you could see the middle thread's not touching the road. Only the edge, the outer edge. It concaves. So you need to run the minimum of 44 pounds. On the side of the tire, it specifies what the tire should be at. And I would say 99% of you are running underinflated. Underinflated is not only unsafe, also takes away 3 to 4 miles per gallon on gas. So if you don't care about gas mileage, you don't care about safety, and you don't care if your tire wears out prematurely, then do it. Tire guys love you for that. The oil companies love you for that too. But me, I don't like it because you might rear end me. When you need to stop, it won't stop, especially on a wet road. Okay? Because when it's concave on a wet road, it hydroplanes easier. Okay? So don't run underinflated. I know a lot of people complain that running at the higher pressure, the ride is harder. I know. But it's safer. The tire was designed for that. If you want the soft ride, then go back to the 50s and 60s and get those old tires and put it on your car. It's smooth riding, but it's not safe. And it doesn't last like the new tires. Okay? Anyway, is that time again? And I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, especially Dean, for checking the gasoline for us. And please, folks, take care of each other. And please don't drink and drive. Until next week, aloha.